All right, thanks, Keanu.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next we'll hear from Cody Hagan. Hey, Cody, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, do we have any questions? We'll start with Dana Green.
Hey, Cody, with, you know, JoJo's injury, you've kind of been thrust into a bigger role with the receiving group. How have you, during this bye week, kind of adjusted to that, built your chemistry with Bear? Was this bye week important for you, knowing how much of a bigger role you're gonna take on?
Yeah, I think the bye week, I guess just for everyone in general, it's a great opportunity to get the body right, focus up on the same team for 2 weeks, which is a great advantage. So just as a, in general as a team, we were able to focus on that. But individually, just feeling good, getting ready, getting your mind right. A little more preparation, obviously, for what's to come, but feeling really good for this week.
All right, next we'll hear from Jay Catch.
Hey, Cody, Jay Catch, KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City. We just had Kalani mention the fact that he said you served a good mission, meaning that you were out of shape when you got home. What's it been like working your way back into shape as you were such a prolific wide receiver at Corner Canyon?
Yeah, it's been good. It's definitely a grind when you first come back, like Kalani mentioned, but definitely feeling really, really great right now. Feeling just as faster and definitely a lot stronger than high school. A lot more polished as well, so I'm really excited for what's to come.
What's been the number one thing you've worked on since returning home to hone your skills?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of technique things in college that get overlooked in high school, especially when a lot of the competition you're going against, you don't have to use a lot of techniques. So a lot of skills, a lot of techniques that Festi's been able to help us, or really me, get back in groove.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, Cody, just to kind of follow up on that and build on it a little bit, you played in 10 games last year right after you came home, which surprised me a little bit, but you saw a lot of time on special teams in addition to kind of working into the offense. What do you feel like last year taught you the most, or how do you feel like you're kind of a better receiver, a more polished receiver because of all of the reps that you were able to get last year? That makes sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's a big difference in a college game versus a high school game. So it was great last year to be able to be on the field, get some of that game speed, game reps. There's a lot, a big, obviously, competition, but skill difference. So it was great to get some practice and be on the field and be able to get some reps in that, and then be able to execute and build on that for this year.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Cody, you guys obviously aren't ranked, despite being 2-0 and some two impressive wins. Does that resonate at all in the locker room? Do you guys talk about that? Do you even care?
You know, the goal is obviously to be the best team we can be and be ranked. We don't dwell on that per se, but we definitely know that we want to keep winning, keep being the best team that we can be and competing and keep showing everyone that, you know, we're a great offense, great defense, and overall team.
All right, next question from Dana Green.
Cody, as you become a bigger part of this offense, how helpful has Chase Roberts been, who's been around forever and has kind of done it all here? How helpful has he been in your development?
Yeah, it's great. He's been around here forever, just like you said. No, but it's great because when I went on my visit, like junior, senior year, he was here, come back from a mission, play with him a year, learn from him. And then even this year, obviously he's the captain of our team, and he's been able to help me just to, you know, stay confident. There's a lot of little things out on the field that you want to be aware of, and he's a great leader. He knows the game in and out, so it's great to be behind him and be able to get reps there.
How much have you paid attention to your alma mater there? I think they're top 10 in the nation now. I mean, that's got to, when you have bragging rights within the locker room of your high schools, I don't think anyone has a better case than you.
Yeah, no, it's a great team. Coach Kerr is great, and so it's fun to watch them continue to have success and keep working. They're doing great, so it's fun to be able to brag for them too.
Any more questions for Cody? All right, you're good to go, Cody.
Cool.
Thank you. All right, next we'll have Raider DeMooney.